Hi, good morning. Thanks for coming. Today, I want to talk to you about coincidences, or rather, why humans see and think there are coincidences. I want to talk to you about four different things. The law of large numbers, how humans don't understand odds, something called the gambler's fallacy, and something called selective recall or cherry picking. Okay, I'm going to start with the law of large numbers. Now, lots of things happen in this world that are unusual or surprising. For example, you might have seen a photo floating around the internet. What it is, it's a picture of some people at Disneyland in about the 1970s, maybe. The story behind it is a man and a wife were getting married, and they were looking through some family photographs, and the woman pulled out a photograph of herself at Disneyland when she was a child. The guy looked at the photo and said, "Whoa, hang on, that's my father." And in the background, behind the young girl, is a man pushing a stroller. And in the stroller is, of course, a baby. And that baby, of course, is the man that then goes on to marry the girl who is in the photo. Wow, an amazing coincidence, yeah? Very, very unusual. Well, it is, unless you think about it. If you apply a little bit of logic, then it's not quite so surprising. So, for example, since Disneyland opened in the 1950s, 600 or 700 million people have visited there. And that's just the one Disneyland. 600 or 700 million people have visited that Disneyland. Okay? Then, of course, if you consider the fact that people who get married are usually the same age within a couple of years. That means they were children at about the same age. And then, of course, if you consider that children usually visit Disneyland at the same time. Well, when? They go during the school vacations, of course, summer or winter. So the chances of children being at Disneyland at the same time are already great. And now, if you think of the 600 million people, that's a lot of people that have been to Disneyland. Out of those 600 million people, a lot of them have met and got married. There is a very high chance that your partner has been to Disneyland at some time in their life. Now, if we say that the probability of finding a photograph with the two of you together is 1 in 1 million, that means it should have happened 600 times. If we say it's 1 in 10 million, it should have happened 60 times. If we say it's 1 in 100 million, it should have happened 6 times. The thing is, though, we don't see the other photographs. We don't go looking through our photographs, of course, trying to find our husband or wives in them. So, it will happen a lot. The law of large numbers says, if you have a large enough field, if something happens enough times, it will happen. Now, if you consider the amount of people on the Earth, population of the Earth is 7.5 billion right now. If something has a 1 in 1 billion chance of happening, it should happen 7 times. If it has a 1 in 100 million chance of happening, it should happen 70 times, of course. So, because there are so many people, because there are so many chances for something to happen, it will happen. If strange things didn't happen, that would be unusual. Now, the second thing is that humans, we don't understand odds. We don't understand probability. There are two examples of this. The first one is the famous Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy assassination conspiracy coincidence thing that's floating around the internet. There are many, many things that are written there that are supposed to be coincidences between JFK and Lincoln. One of them, of course, is that they were both assassinated on a Friday. Now, people say, whoa, that is an amazing coincidence. The chance of Lincoln being killed on a Friday, well, there are 7 days, so it's 1 in 7. And the chance of Kennedy being killed on a Friday, well, 7 days, it's 1 in 7. So you multiply the odds together, 1 in 7 times 1 in 7 is 1 in 49. What are the chances? That's amazing. But that's wrong. That's not how you think about it. Because Abraham Lincoln has already been killed. We are only trying to calculate the odds of Kennedy being killed on the same day as Lincoln. We're not trying to work out the odds of them both being killed on a Friday. We're trying to work out the odds of Kennedy being killed on the same day that Lincoln was already killed on. And he was killed on a Friday. So the chances of Kennedy being killed on a Friday are 1 in 7. There are 7 days, 1 in 7. Although, of course, the chance is raised because if you look at assassins, if you look at the paths, if you look at the way they live their lives, the chances of somebody being killed on a Friday or a Saturday are greater than any other day. So it's not really a conspiracy. It's just a way of understanding the odds. The second thing, of course, is the double lottery winner. Quite often you'll see it in the newspaper. So-and-so have won the lottery again. They've won the lottery twice in 3 years. They won $10 million. Now they've won $100 million. What are the chances? It's a coincidence. Well, of course, it's not a coincidence. Yes, they're very, very lucky. But again, we're not understanding the odds. The chances of winning the lottery are about 1 in 14 million. Let's say there are 49 numbers and you choose 6 numbers. That means it's 49 times 48 times 47 times 46 times 45 times 44 divided by 6, which is, to be exact, 1 in 13,983,816. Let's say 1 in 14 million. So we think, the same as with the Kennedy thing, well, the chances of winning the lottery twice must be 1 in 14 million times 1 in 14 million, which is 1 in 200 trillion. So if somebody wins the lottery twice, oh my God, it's an amazing coincidence. But that's wrong again. We're not calculating the odds of somebody who hasn't won winning twice. We're calculating the odds of somebody who has already won winning again. Now in the UK, I'm from the UK, there are approximately 7,000 lottery winners at the moment. As time goes on, some will die, more will enter. It stays about the same at about 7,000. So we have to work out the odds of those 7,000 people winning again. Now, if the odds of winning are 1 in 14 million and you have 7,000 people, well, now your odds are 1 in 2,000. So the chance of a lottery winner winning again is 1 in 2,000, which isn't that extreme. It should happen. If you have a given field of about 20 years, the chances of somebody winning the lottery again are greater than 50%. There is more chance that they will win than that they won't win. So, it should happen. If it didn't happen, that would be strange. Now, another thing I want to talk about is something called the gambler's fallacy. Gambling, of course, is when you put money on an outcome of something. You bet on red or you bet on a sports game. And if you're correct, you get the money back. If you're incorrect, you lose the money. The gambler's fallacy is, humans, we think that there is a connection between events. So for example, if you're playing roulette and you're putting your money on red or black, there is a 50% chance of red, a 50% chance of black. But as humans, we think if black has just come up, next time black probably won't come up. If red has come up, red probably won't come up again. We think there is a connection between unconnected events. A good example, of course, is the old coin toss. Now, most coins have a head on one side, and the other side is called the tails. If you flip a coin, heads or tails, it's 50% chance it'll be heads, 50% chance it will be tails. Well, actually, it's about 49.9 in favor of heads, because the metal on the head side is ever so slightly heavier, but it's about 50-50, about 1 in 2. If I flip the coin once, it's 1 in 2. If I flip the coin again, it's 1 in 2. What are the chances I will get heads, heads, heads? Well, that, of course, is 1 in 2 times 1 in 2 times 1 in 2. But if I've just flipped a head, what is the chance that the next coin will be a head? It's still 1 in 2. No matter how many times I flip the coin, the next one is always going to be 1 in 2. Now, humans don't understand that. If you give one group of people a regular coin and you ask them to flip it 200 times, and if you give another group a piece of paper and you ask them to replicate flipping a coin 200 times, what do you think the results are? Well, here's two charts. Here is A. Here is B. One of these has been flipped randomly. The other I have created, or somebody has created. Now, if you look at them, if you look at A, there are long strings of black. Let's say black is heads. And if you look at this one, it's about even. If you look at this one, there are 60 tails, 140 heads. This one, 97 tails, 103 heads. Which one of these is random, do you think? Well, of course, the answer is A. If you flip a coin randomly, you are very likely to get long strings of heads. Look at this one. There is a string of 18 heads in a row. But if you ask someone to replicate randomness, they don't do that. We think, we believe that there is a connection. We believe if four heads have come up, the next one should be tails. We feel it's unnatural to put another head. But of course that doesn't happen. If I flip this coin 1,000 times, 10,000 times, it will even out. It'll probably end up being about 50% heads, 50% tails. But of a small sample of 200 flips, it's very likely that one will come out more than the other. Humans don't do that. That is the gambler's fallacy. Now the last thing I want to talk about is something called selective recall or cherry picking. The other day I was at home, I was thinking about my friend Joe. The telephone rang. I answered the telephone. It's Joe. What a coincidence. I couldn't believe it. And then the following Friday, again, I'm thinking about Joe. The phone rings. It's Joe again. What are the chances of that? What an amazing coincidence. Joe and I must have some kind of psychic connection. But of course, that's wrong. I work with Joe, so it's not unnatural for me to be thinking about him or about work at home. So if he was to phone me, it's probably likely that I would sometimes be thinking about him. But that's not the point. The point here is that I get hundreds of phone calls. 98% of them, 99.9% of them, I'm not thinking about the person before they phone me. But the two times I am thinking about it, I remember it. Why? Because it's already happened once. I'm expecting, I'm waiting, I'm ready for it to happen again. And when it does happen again, I think, yes, see? But I ignore all the times it doesn't happen. And that is called selective recall. We remember the times something does happen, but we conveniently forget or don't think about all the times it doesn't happen. And another thing like this is called cherry picking. Cherry picking refers to people that pick cherries from the trees. They take the good cherries, they leave the bad cherries. People do that with information or statistics. For example, someone that smokes. If you say to them, smoking will kill you, they say, no, my grandmother smoked until she was 95. So therefore, smoking won't kill you. What they are doing is they're taking a statistic that supports their argument and they're ignoring all the rest of the information that doesn't support their argument. That is selective recall or cherry picking. And that is one of the reasons why we believe in coincidences. So, to summarize, coincidences do happen. Unusual things do happen, but they shouldn't be that surprising. They should happen. If something does happen that's unusual, you have to think about the amount of people who are taking part, the amount of people there are on the earth that this could happen to. If you have a large enough number of people, if you have a large enough number of events, it will happen. So next time you have a coincidence, next time something surprising happens, step back a bit and try and think about it a little bit more logically. All right, have a nice week. Talk to you later. Bye.